Utah Congressman Rob Bishop is hoping that a regional approach to resolving the status of public lands in Utah might work better than the county-by-county approach that's been tried before. Bishop has been meeting with local government leaders and representatives of environmental groups, hoping to work out a plan that he can get through Congress. He chairs the House Subcommittee on Public Lands. The plan, he says, is to designate lands for preservation as wilderness and lands where development and revenue would be the primary goal. Congressman Bishop spoke to us from a studio at the U.S. Capitol.
Trying to do that county by county is probably too small to find lands that fit both those categories. So we're trying to do a regional approach. We'll start in eastern Utah, and the same kind of concept can be used in other parts of Utah, in which we will identify lands that we will permanently agree that should be in a wilderness setting, in a wilderness category, lands that should be set aside specifically for recreation purposes, lands that could be set aside for cultural purposes, especially with Native Americans, and lands that should be used for economic development, and especially those that could be put into SITLA's hands so that we could get an economic development that would help fund education in the state of Utah.
So exchanging state lands for federal lands would be an important part of this equation.
What we're looking at is primarily on public lands that belong to, that are being controlled by the federal government. But yes, there will be some lands that we put in the state control for SITLA. But that is not necessarily going to be the biggest bulk of the land that we're doing. And we're not really doing it to put more land into state control outside of this concept of SITLA lands for funding education.
So for your plan to go ahead, we wouldn't need something like the House Bill 148 process that has the state taking control of federal public lands.
Now, 148 is, I mean, what I'm doing dovetails in with 148. They're not mutually exclusive. And I still think I applaud the legislature for moving forward with 148 and doing what they did this session to try and be prepared for that so that they can show either a judge or the Congress sometimes at Utah is prepared and ready to take control of the lands. What this will do is kind of like an interim step, which in the meantime, before that issue is ever settled, is make some cloture on issues that will provide some immediate economic development as well as some immediate conservation and recreation efforts.
Are there any particular areas of eastern Utah that you'd like to see designated one way or another, for either for wilderness or for development?
Well, yeah. But basically, my ideas are useless. What I'm trying to do is come up with a bottoms-up approach or a grassroots, whichever cliche you like the most, to allow entities, interest groups, and governments to identify what lands they think would be useful for wilderness, what lands they think would be useful for recreation and for economic development, and then build on what their recommendations are. So what I wish to do is actually going to be subservient to what they recommend. My goal is simply to try and keep everyone talking, moving them together so we don't get bogged down in the minutiae of it and actually coming up with an idea. And I have to admit that I really wanted to have all the details done by December, so I'm a little bit behind in my time schedule, but I want to keep moving it forward. We do have, with a new Interior Department, a new Interior Secretary, I think a window of opportunity when everyone can get together and do something that's unique and different.
Do you have a plan to meet with her?
Actually, I met with her today.
And how did that meeting go?
It was very pleasant. It was a chance to meet one another, and I also did explain what we are attempting to do here in eastern Utah, and she was generally supportive of our efforts to move forward.
And what are environmental groups telling you now as they work with you in this process? What are they seeking out of this?
So far, I am really very happy with the response that we have gotten from every special interest group. They have been willing to send us what their recommendations were and what their ideas are, and they've been very positive about trying to work together to get something through. We may eventually fall flat on our face and fail in this effort, but so far, it's been very nice discussions with everybody, as I think everyone sees this as a chance of doing another cliche, which is a win-win situation.
Would it be fair to say what you're working on here is something like the Washington County Lands Bill, but for a region of the state rather than a specific county?
Yeah, and I hope to avoid some of the pitfalls that were part of the Washington County Bill. Washington County did have this kind of open process a very convoluted process. I hope to try and streamline that slightly. And to be very honest with you, Washington County bill actually was never voted on in Congress. It was tacked on to another bill. I want to do this in a very open process so that we will create a bill, we will discuss a bill here in Congress and move forward.
So the end result of this process is a bill. Do you anticipate having that in the current session of Congress, or is this something that's going to take longer than that?
I sure hope it's in the current session of Congress. I'm not getting any younger around here.
All right, then. Congressman, I'll let you rest your voice, and I very much appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Rob Bishop is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, a Republican from Utah's 1st Congressional District. Dan Bomas, KUER News.